Central American governments are considering whether to ratify a free trade accord with the United States. It's known as the Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA. The accord is being hailed by business and political leaders as a big economic opportunity for the region. But as the accord makes its way through the legislatures there, a growing opposition movement has emerged and is bent on stopping it. Catherine Elton reports.
La primera.
A Guatemalan congressman gives an impassioned speech on why the Congress should ratify a free trade agreement with the United States. Hours later, as protesters circle the Congress for their third consecutive day, an overwhelming majority of the congressmen voted to ratify the accord. This makes Guatemala the third country, after Honduras and El Salvador, to approve CAFTA. This is good news for people like Guatemalan economist Pablo Rodas Martini, who works with the centrist Guatemalan think tank ACES and who has directed research studies on CAFTA for the Guatemalan Congress.
As with any accord, there will be winners and losers. But if you look at the balance, the positive outweighs the negative. The most serious estimates that have been made about costs and benefits demonstrate it will have a modest positive effect.
But not everyone agrees with his assessment. Across the region, a growing movement of CAFTA opponents are troubled by their predictions of who the winners and losers will be. Augusto Salazar is a member of a federation of trade unions from the food and beverage industry. He believes the losers in CAFTA will be the working class and the vast ranks of the poor across the region.
CAFTA will do us harm. It will benefit a small group of businessmen who push the government of President Oscar Berger, who also belongs to this elite group of business leaders, to approve the accord.
CAFTA aims to increase commerce between Central America and the United States by eliminating or reducing tariffs between the countries. But accord opponents say Central American economies are too small, weak, and unprepared to compete on a level playing field with U.S. companies. Alexander Segovia is a Salvadoran economist and international consultant who is currently directing a three-year study on Central American economies with funding from the U.S.-based Social Science Research Council. He believes that part of the reason why CAFTA has been so controversial and confrontational is because of the way local governments handled it.
What is happening now and is going to happen in the coming months is a fruit of the way the accord was negotiated behind the backs of the Central American people. When you don't consult people or you hold a meeting in a hotel and then tell people about it and call this participation, this is a problem. This accord doesn't have an ample base of support in the region.
There have been numerous protests across Guatemala before and since CAFTA's recent ratification. In Nicaragua, it is unclear how the opposition parties and civil society organizations might react. In Costa Rica, however, analysts say it looks more and more unlikely that CAFTA will be ratified. Hearings on CAFTA are scheduled to begin in the U.S. Senate on April 6th. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Elton in Guatemala City.